to all. Today we're learning Masechus Bava Kama, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachol Shishi Bizach to find Ruziva Kagun Bekarav Mamish. Mishnah Aleph says, Hameniach Sakad Rishos Rabim. A fellow leaves his pitcher, his jug, in the Rishos Rabim. Uba Acher Veniskaba Ushvara Potter. And another guy comes along, trips over it and breaks it. So that guy who broke it is Potter. Even though we just said in the previous Mishnah that Adam Muad La'ilam, a person is always Muad, that doesn't include a complete Ines. Something that was 100% Ines, it was totally not his fault, and there's no way to hold him responsible, he's going to be putter. And over here, he's a complete Ines. That's because when a person walks through the street, they're not expected to look down. People are usually aware of their surroundings, they're paying attention to what's going on in front of them, not to bump into people or into things. And this pitcher was on the ground, and he's not expected to see it. So the guy who damaged it, who broke the pitcher, he's not chayev. Now, what about the other way around? Vim huzakba, if he was damaged by the pitcher, bal chav is chayev beniskay. The guy who owned it, he's chayev in the damage. Now, that's similar to a bar. It's like a bar b'shus rabim. It's like a guy dug a pit, and then someone fell in it. And over here, instead of the pit being dug, it was a chavis, it was a barrel or a pitcher, and someone was damaged on it, so the owner has to pay. Now, what about the following? Nishbara kali rishos harabim. A fellow is walking rishos harabim, and a pitcher that he's holding onto breaks. V'huchlak echad b'mayim, and someone else comes along and slips on the water that now is on the floor. Aishalaka b'char seha, or he got damaged on the broken pieces of pottery. Chayiv, the owner is chayiv. Now, according to this Tana Kama, whom the Gemara says, Rav Meir, we hold niskal pashaya, that if a guy is niskal, he trips, he stumbles, he's still considered pashaya. It's considered negligence that he tripped. And therefore, this guy can't claim that he's an Ines. He's walking through Rishos Rabim, he trips, his pitcher falls and breaks, and someone else gets damaged. The owner of the pitcher can't say, well, I was Niskal, I was an Ines, I fell, it's not my fault, it's not an Ines, Niskal Pesheya, it's considered negligent, and therefore we would say it's Adam Mu'ala Oilam, and since somebody else got damaged on his stuff, he's Chayiv to pay. However, Rabbi Huda argues, and he says it really depends. Be'mischavin Chayiv, be'ein mischavin Potter. If the owner of the pitcher had Kavana, he had intent that he's going to take these broken pieces of pottery, or that he's going to try to gather up as much water as he could, so it's considered like he owns it, and it's his thing that damaged, so he's chayiv to pay. But if he has no intention to take it, if broke, he says, okay, forget about it, I don't want these broken pieces of pottery anyway, and the water's gonna end up seeping into the ground, and I'm not interested in it, so then he's potter for damages, and Rabbi Huda holds the opposite of Meir. He holds a niska lav paishaya. If a guy trips, he's not considered negligent, he's like a regular oynes, and therefore, he's not chayiv for somebody else getting damage on his things. The only time he is chayiv is if he decides, you know what, I want this water, or I want these broken pieces of pottery, then they're considered his bar, and then he'd be chayiv to pay. Moving on to Mishnah Beis with something similar, if a fellow poured water out into the Rishos Rabim, and someone else got damage on them, he's chayiv to pay for those damages. And the chiddush over here is that he's chayiv, even if he did this Bershos. Let's say it was the winter, and during the winter, everyone's allowed to pour water into the Rishos Rabim if they need to. So he was allowed to pour the water there. Nonetheless, he's chayiv to pay if someone got damaged on it. On to another case, a person hides a thorn or some glass in the Rishos Rabim, or he covered his fence, which is bordering the Rishos Rabim, with thorns, or if a gather shenafel Rishos Rabim, his stone wall fell into the Rishos Rabim, and other people got damage on these things, chayiv beniskan. The fellow who owns these things is chayiv to pay for that damage. And this is because all these things are found in the Rishos Rabim. But let's say he were to take his wall, set it back into his property a little bit, and then cover it with thorns, and someone from the Rishos Rabim meandered into his property and scratched himself on the thorns, then the owner of the wall is not chayiv. Because it's not a standard thing that a person rubs up against the wall, and therefore he wouldn't have to pay. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.